sometimes I forget perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Cause we're all in this together. Just Mom struggling well.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. This is the podcast that helps you love your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe perfection is nonsense and peace is just a perspective shift away.
And today we are going to solve your vacation problems. And if this is your first time joining us, thanks for being here. You can catch up quickly by checking out the highlight episodes that are linked in the show notes.
I want to thank These Drugs for joining us over on Patreon since our last episode. Go. Amanda Johns, Angela Sue Garvey, oh, Annie dear. Chen, Becky, Bethany Southers, Brooke Wittes, Jen Furioli.
Ooh, I like
Jen
it.
Furioli. Jen
Furioli.
Jen Furioli and Jennifer Furioli, girlfriend. You signed up 2 times and you need to email me at hello@momstrugglingwell.com. I will affix you. Katie Haug, Lindsay Bone, Sarah Christensen, Wendy Grimes. Thank you guys for joining us. Happy you're here.
I have a great business idea thanks to Jennifer Furioli.
That's not accurate, but it's good.
So here's what I think could happen is if you pay for Patreon one time, you get to pick which one of us you want to hear. And then the rest of it's bleeped out. And then if you pay for 2 times, then you get to pick 2 of us to listen to. And the third person's bleeped out. Okay. And then 3 times you get us all.
Wow. That's good. She's on our way to hearing a full episode.
She is 2/3 of the way there. Okay. That reminds me of, I've wondered if we were to have mugs or pins that say like Team Emily, Team Rebecca, Team Katie, who would sell the most pins?
Wouldn't we get our feelings hurt? Meaning I absolutely will have my feelings hurt.
We are setting ourselves up for failure and to put a wedge in our relationship, but also wouldn't it be fun?
You're competitive.
I just think it'd be fun because each we're so different that people identify with different ones of us.
Yeah, no, I do get that.
So can we make that? I know Rebecca likes it.
Yeah. I kind of do, but I'm also kind of scared.
Do I have to send this stuff out? Because I'm team a different podcast host taking my place.
Oh, your team 2-week notice. I think it'd be fun.
I really like it, actually.
And it doesn't mean you don't like the other people. All it is saying I identify most with Emily because she's the superior. Just kidding.
That's what it's saying. Mm-hmm. I identify with Katie most because she is young and agile.
Ooh. And I also like fungus. So they could say that.
Could be. Rebecca, why will people identify with you?
Because they like wallpaper and country music
for a sexy time. Yeah, I think this could really be a thing.
Okay, Christmas 2023. That's next year. Christmas 2022. Wow.
She's really trying to delay this.
We could also brainstorm more like what sort of issues we've talked about, like LGBTQ and like serious ones like that and where we all land on that. And then fun one, you know, like I think if we laid it all out in website form, if we took a fun approach to it as like, yeah, who do you align with more? Not who's your favorite necessarily.
But the person that you align with the more, you're gonna enjoy hearing from more.
I don't know if we should do this.
I like it.
Just because I don't want your feelings to get hurt, Em.
It's just gonna be so
mean points. Remember we used to do mean points?
Points.
Rebecca has mean points. I got some mean points in. Emily, spice it up.
I will win so hard that you guys are gonna not even turn on your cameras anymore when we record because you're gonna feel so embarrassed. Did that work? Was that good?
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Great, let's get into this podcast.
Okay. So the kind of flow is that once a month we do a well episode. So vacationing well, but I think that problem solved vacation just has a better ring to it.
Okay. So a lot of times the wives are the ones who do the planning. Not always. A lot of times the wives are the ones who pack up the kids. Not always. But it sounds like a lot of these women are saying like, how do I get my husband to help with that kind of stuff? In my case, place at least. My husband just needs a little direction sometimes. And then once I give him the direction, he's very happy to do it. You know what I mean? So I think, and again, we have the two kids, we have a boy and a girl. So it's very easy to divide and conquer. And so it's very also easy to say, you pack you and the boy, I'll pack me and the girl. Mm-hmm. Or let the kids pack themselves. And then you untangle the shenanigans they put inside that backpack and turn it into something that would actually be helpful on a trip.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So just some direction instead of expecting them to be mind readers.
Yeah. Because sometimes we just think, well, why wouldn't you know the kids have to be packed and come help me? Well, because they're thinking about something else and that doesn't make them bad. It makes them needing a little bit of help.
Yeah. It could even be you do toiletries for everybody. I'll do the clothes.
Yeah.
Your shoes and diapers.
I think making a list, Neil works well off of the list.
Same.
Yeah. If I put a list together of things that I'm hopeful that he'll do on a weekend, he's pretty good at going through it and getting it done.
Yeah.
I just had that discovery. We've been married 14 years this summer. I just realized that the best way for us to communicate on a weekend specifically, like you said, is this is everything that I want to get done on the weekends. He does the whole list and I don't have to do anything. Like he gets to it before I even get to it. I'm like, how have we not done this forever?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Some of my friends, this hasn't worked well for me just because I haven't maybe sat down to do it, but some of my friends have like a packing list that they print out every time a trip is coming up and just cross off the things that they don't need. Like if they don't need swimsuits, they cross that off. To me, that feels too rigid, but I think some people would really like that. Or like in your notes, you have like your notes app, you have like a packing list, toothbrush, you know, just things like that. You could highlight and hand a kid a list. You could highlight other things and hand it to your husband. So, and then you don't have to recreate the list every time you go on a trip.
That's great. I'm sure you can print that off. Just Google packing lists.
Actually, yeah, someone might've already created that. And then you can add your own specifics to it.
My concern about kids is they like forget halfway through and then you may get the toothpaste, but no toothbrush or something.
Would it be the biggest deal if they didn't brush their teeth?
No, it surely wouldn't be. I have them bring it and put it on the kitchen table that we can kind of, that's like the staging area. Cause it has to be our rooms are on the other side of the house. It needs to be away from that. And it needs to just like, so that we know that it's actually in there and staying in there.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Have the kids maybe lay out everything that they're supposed to have out. And then as a parent, do the final put in the bag situation.
Mm-hmm. Keep them from getting back in the bag.
Can't get in the bag once it's in the bag. A ring of fire would help with that.
I know. Some tasers. Kind of laser, lasers.
Tasers and lasers.
Tasers and lasers.
A luggage lock.
Oh.
Better. Less. One of those bear traps. I have a friend who this Christmas, she knew that I wanted to be a camping person. I've always wanted to be a camper, but I've never taken my kids camping. She sent me as a Christmas gift her packing list and a Ziploc bag that she always has, like with salt and pepper shaker and a sponge and some dish soap and stuff. Isn't that sweet?
Is that Erica?
Yeah.
She's lovely.
She's an Enneagram too. So share your list with people. I love that.
Yeah. I'm going camping in next weekend.
How are you going to do it? It's going to go well?
Well, I don't know. Because again, I like to think I am an outdoor person, but I'm not. And I haven't ever taken the kids camping. I've gone camping as a kid where grandma and mom did everything. But now that I'm the mom, they got everything sorted. These three other families we're going with, who I don't really know. So it'll be an adventure. But they got everything sorted and they found a place that has lots of like trail riding and games and crafts and stuff. I don't know why this campground does all this stuff, but that sounds great. And then she's making the whole food list and I just have to buy the things at the grocery store. So going camping with training wheels on is what I'm doing. And that's the way to start, I think.
Totally.
Yeah.
And say, I don't know what I'm doing. I need help. Mm-hmm. So I surely raise that flag, the SOS flag.
Mm-hmm. So. That's exciting. I'm excited for you. I want to go camping.
And I need something like super cheap. That's my problem with vacations is I planned a really good vacation and I had to cancel it because of finances. This was like last year. Eric was like, it's really probably not wise for us to travel to three states and, you know, go skiing and stuff. And I get it. It wasn't wise, but it sure was fun and well planned. So it didn't happen though. And I think that it's important to still do some fun stuff, even if it's cheap.
Yeah. So somebody said gas prices are crazy. Now we need alternatives closer to home. We can't afford a road trip.
Yeah.
How do we solve that problem?
I mean, there's a lot of things close by to your, I'm sure. I think sometimes it's just knowing what they are. I know Detroit has quite a few Instagram accounts and blogs, like things to do in Detroit with kids or like newsletters you can sign up for.
Maybe you plan a trip around a time. time when, you know, like museum week. I know sometimes cities I've lived in have had free museum week.
I saw someone else on Instagram make a summer bucket list with their kids, every letter of the alphabet. Like A was, I don't know, maybe go to Applebee's or something. I thought that was a fun, creative way to do it, but they can be easy things, but somehow putting it on an alphabet list makes it an experience.
Yeah. More memorable.
Yeah.
That 100 Days of Adventure, that Greta book, I know I'm obsessed with Greta Eskridge, but it has so many good ideas that are so simple, a lot of them free.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
I think I relate to a lot of, it's hard to take a vacation. It's expensive. It's, for Neil, it's hard to get vacation time off of work. It's hard because we have 5 kids ranging from 12 to 1. Finding something that everyone's going to be able to do and enjoy is hard. I know this isn't feasible for everyone, but whenever we've been able to take a babysitter with us on a trip to stay home, like to stay in the hotel with the littles, and then we go out with the bigs, that's the best way to do it. And a lot of times we didn't even pay our babysitter when we did this one time. I should say we've done it one time and it was magical. We just paid her normal weekly, like what we would have paid her had we been home that week, not on vacation. And we bought her plane ticket and her food. So it was like having one extra person, I guess, but
yeah.
It wasn't as outrageous because we already budget for what we pay her per week. And it was so, so helpful.
What's that like to have another person on your vacation?
You know, this one was probably not as an accurate representation because Neil couldn't go on that trip. So it was like me and a babysitter.
Yes. Okay.
With my, like the rest of my extended family. We are thinking about doing a trip in July with our family and our new babysitter. But what I found is if you gel with them in real life, you're probably going to be fine on a vacation, you know, and if they're there, yeah. They're there knowing they're there to work and like to take care of the babies. Then when you're at a restaurant, you and your husband can sit next to each other and she's at the other end of the table with the babies or something, you know, like.
I get it. Okay.
I haven't experienced that yet with like being on a family trip with Neil and a babysitter. I think it will be more helpful than awkward.
Okay.
But yeah. It always has the potential to be awkward, I suppose.
I feel like you'd have to be really clear ahead of time. Like, I really do need you to be working though. Like, I don't know. I would be afraid. Like, I feel bad having the lady who cleans my house when I'm home. I feel bad that she's cleaning my house. Never mind that I'm paying, you know what I mean? So I feel like on a vacation with a woman that's supposed to be taking care of my kids, I would feel bad. Why am I not taking care of my kids? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it feels like a mental thing I'd have to get over.
But I think it would feel different with more kids.
I think that's the issue with me. Like, it's sure. Not like I'm bringing a babysitter so that Neil and I can go sip margaritas on the beach all day. Like, yeah. It's so that we can go do something with the kids, the bigger kids that the little kids can't do. Or
yeah.
Another big issue we have is always like someone wants to go to the pool and someone else wants to go, you know, here. So then we can split up like that too. I mean, I have those feelings with our babysitter often when I'm working from home or like wallpapering while she's here. I'm like, does she wonder why the heck I need her?
It's funny because in your situation, I can look at you and be like, you need to be able to wallpaper sometimes. You have 5 kids.
Olive and June's can get you beautiful nails whenever you want on your own time. They are cost effective because it's only going to cost you about $2 per manicure, and they are chip-free manis that last 7+ days. I have broken this down on Instagram before. I really took the 7 days and showed you what it looks like. I love to reapply the top coat and the dry drops because those are my very favorite products of theirs. And my favorite set is the cookies and cream because it's got a lot of moody grays and blacks and then the white. I like those classic colors, but they have amazing fun summer colors too. They have everything you need in one box and there's no guessing and no additional tools needed. And now they have press-ons. So you can get salon manis in minutes and those guys last 10+ days and they have more sizes than any other brand. I personally like doing my nails at home better because I don't have to sit in a salon. That's just too big of a time investment for me. And I know Emily likes to do it because it helps her sit still and maybe watch a movie with the kids. And we all know that Rebecca loves a press-on. Visit oliveandjune.com/struggling for 20% off your first mani system. That's oliveandjune.com/struggling, struggling, for 20% off your first mani system. You guys know we love Thrive Cosmetics liquid lash extension mascara. All three of us wear it, and we even give it away at the live event just because it's really good and we want those drugs to experience it. Thrive Cosmetics' whole deal is that they have high performance beauty and skincare products made with real, clean, skin loving ingredients. So it's not just about the mascara though. They also have eye brightener that I'm sure you have seen before. That one helps you look like you've had plenty of sleep, even if you haven't. But what you may not know is that they have skincare products too, like their Sunproof 3-in-1 Invisible Priming Sunscreen. That one's lightweight, it's hydrating, it's kind of like a gel, and applies clear on all skin tones. And what's cool about Thrive is that they have a bigger than beauty mission. So every time you're buying something, they're donating something. They have over 300 partners in the United States. They want to help communities thrive, and you can go on their website and see what they've done over the last, you know, handful of years with this challenge. Now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/MSW. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/MSW for 15% off your first order. This is something sleeping while on vacation, sharing a room with our kids. No one sleeps well. My kids Emily knows this. We went on a trip with our children to Nashville. We just met up in Nashville. And I was like, it's going to be so fun because we got a loft and the kids can sleep in the loft and then we can just like be downstairs doing whatever. But really it was my two-year-old staying up wild in bed, making every noise she could. And then us having to like try and be quiet so she'll freaking calm down. And then
one large room. It was very echoey. Yeah.
And nobody slept well.
It was on the ground floor and there was two doors, one out to the main road and one out to a parking garage. And she was sneaky. The only time she was quiet was when she was trying to escape. Every other time she was yelling.
Yeah. But it's true. Kids just don't sleep well when they're not in their house, in their space.
I mean, I would say like melatonin if you're not against it or if it doesn't do bad things for your kids. And like a noise. I sleep with a noise machine on every night.
Me too.
That can kind of help.
That's a good idea. Bring one of those guys. I found one on eBay, really cheap, a really nice one. So you can get cheap ones of those.
And like whatever pillow they use. I feel like the pillows can make or break the situation.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I've never been a person that travels with a pillow, but I've got family members that bring their own pillows to my house. So that's a thing.
Yeah.
Gives you also the smell that's normal. Mm-hmm. I feel like it can be calming.
Okay. We went to Great Wolf Lodge over Christmas, like New Year's, I think. And it was on that trip that I realized the word vacation is the wrong word to use. And it's not even a family trip. Trip isn't even accurate enough. It is like a team building experience.
Really good.
And that really did help. Like I do want to do things like this because it exposes my kids to different places. It gives them memories, but it is not going to be relaxing and or very fun for me, but it will for sure bond us together. Even if like we had one vacation, we rented a house in Port Huron, like on the water. It was the worst. We fought all the time. It was cold and rainy and the other day we were talking about taking this next trip in July and they were like, well, that one trip didn't go so well. They remember it being bad and it was bad. Like we had family meetings and like it was really bad. It was the first time we went anywhere as a family with five kids. And that was when I realized nobody is going to get to do anything that they enjoy. But I think that looking back will probably be a bonding thing that my kids will be like, yeah, remember that time, that vacation that sucked? And we sat down and talked about why it sucked and how hard it was.
That's so good and relatable.
Now going forward, whenever you bring up a vacation, the kids are like, no.
No family meetings.
Please don't make us go.
That's so funny. I think setting expectations is huge. Brandon and I we're just still learning things. It just blows my mind. We've been married for so long. It's hard for him to get away. Somebody mentioned something about help me know how to go on vacation with a grumpy husband. Mm. And I can relate to that. We're getting to the bottom of it. He works a lot, right? And so for him, when he thinks about vacation, he's like, now we have to pack up and go somewhere new and then pack up and then come home and then I have to go straight back to work. That does not sound fun to me. And he finally expressed that to me. I'm trying to plan a summer vacation because he's gone all the time. So I'm like, take these days off. And he did. And then it came very close to the time. And I'm like, now let's plan the trip. And he just said, can we not go? Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? It was devastating to me. And so we just got to the bottom of it. He explained it was a lot of hassle. And then I'm just tired at the end of it. And I'm like, oh, but I felt like I did everything. So it's fun for everybody else because I'm the one that packs. I'm the one that plans. And I thought that was fun for everybody else. So that's why I like to do it. And then I'm like, but I'm exhausted because I literally am the one doing everything. So I'm not having fun either. I was just trying to shove it in to a weekend and make a memory. And he's like, I don't want to do that. And then I was like, well, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't want to do that either. And so what we said is, we will make it a staycation. We will have a list of things to accomplish because that actually makes us both feel very happy. And I said, if as long as we're working together and we're doing those things, then sure, we can stay. But let's make a plan for one vacation that we actually do want to do. And he said, when I think of vacation, I think of a week somewhere far. And I was like, I think of short somewhere close to shove it in. But neither one of us wanted that. So anyway, we're going to Mexico for 5 days in 2 months. And that felt as like, oh my gosh, we got to the bottom of why vacations are so hard for us to plan. It's because we're planning things that nobody actually wants to do.
That's really good.
Yeah.
You taking your kids on that trip too?
Yeah.
That's going to be so fun. I think that's so important to find out what is fun for you and your husband and find if it literally is staying at your house and just not having to go to work, like that's great. Like no one has to take trips.
Yeah.
Your kids will be okay without visiting Switzerland.
So what can make a house feel like vacation? Having food delivered. That's delivered. What it would be for me.
Mm-hmm. Great one.
Good food too. Not pizza. Like good food.
We get it.
Okay.
Thai food, perhaps.
Maybe some Thai food. What else would feel like a vacation at home? New clothes. That to me is vacation. Getting some new clothes. You never wear your old clothes on vacation. You buy some new clothes and you don't wear them until you're there.
Reading a book. I always bring a book with me on vacation. So like maybe I just sit in my hammock chair in the pockets of time of my daily life. And like, this is my book week. I'm just going to read anytime I have extra.
I would have to have my house cleaned at the beginning of it.
Sure.
So we don't take a vacation right now while I'm the only one working. We did this last year. We're doing it again this year is whenever the kids go to their overnight camp for a week, we go to a really nice dinner somewhere in town with great reviews. And then we come home and watch a really highly rated movie. And so we do that every single day. And that feels very fun.
Yes, that's super fun.
I love that.
Because then every day, because I still have to work. I'm starting my new job at the emergency room that week. So I still have to work. But then every night I know I'm going somewhere really fancy, not necessarily fancy, but somewhere like food that we're interested in that is highly rated. And then that's just fun.
And you have no kids to tend to. Like that in itself is a vacation. If you could figure out a friend to like swap kids with for a weekend in the summer and just stay home. Like
that's a really good idea.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I like that idea.
And the kids kind of play with, you know, they sort themselves out.
It's so much easier to have friends over. Whenever we have sleepovers, it's way easier on me to have, you know, they have something to do. They're not fighting.
You know what I think the hardest part is though? For me, I'm not a good plan maker. So I would feel like it would be very hard to actually like let my guard down enough to bring that idea up to somebody. So can we make a part of this episode where somebody can share it with their friend?
What do you mean?
Dear blank.
Oh.
I would love it if we could share vacation weekends with each other. What do you think about taking my kids for a weekend and I will take your kids for a weekend and then we can have staycations with our spouses?
Check yes or no.
Love blank.
Put it in their mailbox. Why does that feel like something you can't do? You just did it.
I think, I don't know. I'd like to get the bottom of that.
They benefit as well. I mean, I think you're thinking of what you get out of it and that you're asking for something where they don't get the exact same benefit. Everybody wins. It's not just you. So I think you're thinking only of what you're getting and that makes you feel like you're putting someone else out.
I guess I worry that it would stress somebody else out. Maybe they'd say yes because they feel like they have to, but they don't actually want to do that. That may not not be their jam.
They'll want to do it when you pick up their dang old kids and they have a weekend off.
Yeah.
It's hard for me because there's not many families that have five children that would feel like an even trade.
I get that.
I really think I would want to add five children at one time to my household. 10 kids on a weekend seems like a lot. So,
but you could for your littles and then take your big kids somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. It's not the same. I want to be alone in my house.
Yeah, I get that. It's not the same.
Okay. Jody M. Reagan says she feels like she's always in the kitchen on vacations.
Order food.
Yeah, you can order food. That always makes me, it's so expensive. I think like go to, you know, your grocery store, wherever's nearby and get the foods that are already like a little bit prepped that you can just like throw in the oven or something. If you get a place with a kitchenette or something.
Just do a lot of snacks too, like charcuterie board type, like just put out chips and salsa and carrots and ranch, you know, just open bags.
Yeah, the kids don't care.
They don't care.
As long as it's different food, that I think that it will be fun. Just do all things that are mostly pre-made that are new to your family. And they're going to be like, oh my gosh, it's vacation food.
The things they ask for, like freaking Lunchables. That stuff is inedible.
Yeah.
My kids are all about those stupid pizzas that you can make. And then they're, oh, I can't even look at them.
They're disgusting. They're cold and like.
It's dumb. Those yogurts that you mix part of it in. They are all about those. So yeah, just buy foods that you constantly are telling them no about. Or make it to where you're like, none of this is healthy, but try the new cereals out or the new like Pop-Tarts or, you know, the things that they're interested in. And then that feels very fun. I don't know. I think it's fun to go out to eat once a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else can be things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We love and a frozen can, lasagna on vacation. A frozen lasagna, a thing of garlic bread and a Caesar bag of salad.
Yeah.
That's like a every vacation meal.
Yeah. And you can have them trade, you know, in order to get one of these. They have pancake flavored Pop-Tarts.
Okay.
Sounds really gross. They have some really, or waffle or something. They have some really weird flavors, but have them trade like I ate 5 carrots. So now, you know, have them earn the junk food with the veggies and then you feel better about yourself. They can still poop later because they got a little fiber.
How to not break the bank, but also indulge in a beach vacation. I have a tip for this.
Yeah, you do. You're always on the beach.
My friends and I met up in San Diego before I lived here years ago. And we stayed, you know, in a whatever, a loft, you know, Airbnb, which is fairly cheap. And then we didn't have any plans for the vacation. We just planned to meet up and that's like all we could muster. And so we did. And then we're like, what are we going to do? And we're like, oh, the best beach is Coronado. The Del Hotel is like gorgeous and way too expensive for anyone to actually stay at. And so we just got an Uber to the nicest beach and then rented an umbrella and then just stayed there like we were staying there for the entire vacation. Every day of the vacation, we just went back to the same beautiful beachfront right outside of the hotel like we were staying there. So that's a cheap way to do it. Get a hotel that is safe, but just safe enough. And then go stay at a nice beach.
Yeah.
Spend the day somewhere beautiful.
And like bring a cooler of foods or whatever.
Or have lunch at their hotel or breakfast or whatever. Get chips and salsa from their hotel, but not, you're not staying there. Just pretend like you're staying there.
Just make up a room number when they ask you. 307. That's where I'm staying.
I have another tip because this cranky husband really gets me. BL Clark 90. I see your cranky husband and I raise you a big boy. No, he just, he's a Enneagram 1. He's type A. He doesn't relax well, but he needs to.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to just like snuggle on the couch all of the days. I want to go and do things on the beach. He hates the beach. This time I'm bringing him a book because he'll read it if it's there, but he would never pack it himself. And I'm going to buy like a really nice Lego set so that when he's over the beach, he can go to the hotel and do like something fun with a kid, something that they enjoy doing, but they never do. But I'll provide those things this time and see how that goes.
That's smart.
It's going to prolong my time doing fun things. He just doesn't think ahead on that type of stuff. But we know our people. We can think ahead for them.
This one I want to touch on by Erica. How to not hate life when I get back. I can't take an extra day to recover, but I want to. If it's really important to have that extra day, which I get, I would shorten my vacation by a day before I have to be back into real life. Because that isn't, for some people, that's an important day to recover. recover. Like, people, not everyone can just jump back into life mm-hmm. and deal with the mess of the vacation. Like, a lot of people, myself included, need one day to get life back in order. And so I would just shorten my trip by a day yeah. on purpose, not like I'm at the on vacation. I'm like, we got to go home a day early.
Pack up.
We got to go.
Okay. Do your online shopping the day before you go home so that when you come home, you have a fridge. Cause that bothers me. I also don't like when the car's not unpacked and the luggage is not unpacked. So my children know the vacation is not over until everything's unpacked. You will not enjoy any of your life until your luggage is unpacked. It doesn't go past the kitchen because the garage goes into the kitchen. It gets unpacked in the kitchen. Everything goes into the laundry. Everything goes where it goes. And then the luggage goes back in the attic. My groceries are already in my refrigerator. It doesn't really take that long if you just hold everybody hostage until they take care of their business. You do not need to be the one to unpack everybody's bags. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. That's how I do it. I just be militant.
All right. Some people have some problems that we didn't get to. Maybe we'll have Lauren do stories and then you guys can answer the problems and then she can share them. So make sure you're following at Mom Struggling Well and we can continue this and you guys can solve each other's problems. That'd be great. We'll also continue the conversation in the Patreon Facebook group.
Sounds good.
Okay, let's do Give Me Life, Killing Me Softly.
Giving me life, killing me softly.
Em, what's killing you softly?
I really like going to Krav Maga. I like the martial arts thing. No, I don't like going and I haven't been going. Well, I do like when I go, I like that it's part of something that I do, but I haven't gone for like 3 weeks. Just because I don't want to go. Also, I shared this in an earlier episode, well, on a Patreon episode. I'm having problems with my feet. My feet hurt. And so kicking hurts. But what I hate about it is I paid for a whole year. But then you got to do like the sunk cost analysis. Like, is it worth it to keep going even though I don't want to go just because I paid for a year?
You like that you're working out. You don't like that workout.
But I'm working out in other ways too. But that it hurts my feet and I'm happy when I go, but I also am leaving the job that I started it for because it was so dangerous. I'm just really low on motivation and it's killing me softly that I know I paid for a year and I haven't gone in a month. Mm-hmm. Does that like hang over your head when you,
yeah.
it bothers me. Oh, I don't know what to do.
There's nothing to do, right?
I can't do anything regarding like getting my money back or anything, but I can go, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
What if you go once a month?
Yeah. It's a thing where you've got to like actually do your muscle memory, like if in order for it to work. And I just don't think I want to do it as much as I do like it. And I do think it's valuable. I don't want to do it. But so then every time that I don't go, I feel bad about it and I'm ready to not feel bad about it anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do. Just pretend like I didn't do it and consider it like a donation to a small business. Say,
yeah, like consider it a donation. If you like the person who ran it.
I do. It's a great organization.
You don't need it anymore too. So like that was the main motivator. And now that that's gone, it's not like probably the best cardio, right? Or like.
It's pretty great, but I like to kind of just do something else that doesn't hurt my feet so bad.
Yeah.
Are you still taking your child? Because wasn't it a family thing?
We only bought two memberships and Eric was going to go and I was going to go. And then he doesn't go because he's working a lot trying to build his business. And then I am not going because I don't want to.
Every time you say it, it makes me laugh.
It feels embarrassing. It just feels like a failure. The Enneagram 1 type A in me, I'm like, I committed to this, but I don't want to.
You take failures hard. I would not consider this a failure.
Me either.
Oh, but okay.
I'm not you and you are.
Right.
Big end of seeing failures.
Okay. It's funny because I don't think that there's another way to see it, but you both see it a different way. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, you tried it. You said the only option was the 1 year.
You had to buy a year. Yeah. It wasn't like a different. Yeah.
Right.
That's the business model. Yeah.
Okay. I like it. Thanks, ladies.
Okay. So we have a fridge that neither one of us knows how we got it. So it's been around a minute. Right? It's in our garage. It's our extra fridge that we keep drinks in. It just started having things not be cold anymore. We found out because there was a tub of ice cream, like a big one, like the biggest one you can get at the store. And it costs like $1. So I don't even know what that is. But we looked at it and we're like, interesting. The bottom was like cloudy water. The top was whipped cream. So it had been sitting there for a while, got warmish, separated. We didn't eat it. I did let the kids eat it a little bit off the top. I didn't really know what was happening. So then we threw it away.
That's so they were gross.
It is gross. And I don't really even think that's dairy. I just don't know what the heck that stuff is.
I don't know either.
Next, new story, but it's the same story. Hang in there with me. Phoenix Suns were in the finals. We were watching basketball every other night they were playing. It was like the highlight. It was a joy. And best part of my day, like I would write in my planner, the whole family would get together. We just freaking love watching basketball together. Every single time I sat down to watch basketball, I slowly got a stomach ache that turned into nausea, vomiting, writhing around in pain in my bed, going to bed early. And I'm like, am I allergic to relaxing? Because every time I want to sit down and have fun, my stomach just is in so much pain. Then I remembered that our fridge went out for a little while and then came back and I had kombucha in the fridge. I was drinking kombucha that had gone bad and it took me a long time to realize what was going on. But one night I sat down, took a sip, and then I was like, it just hit me like it must be the kombucha that's giving me these stomach aches. And then I was like, Brandon, when the fridge went bad, he took all the frozen stuff out of it to like defrost it, but he didn't realize that kombucha had to be refrigerated the whole time. So he did this whole project that I wasn't a part of. And so I didn't realize that it had never been removed and put back. But listen to this.
Oh no.
I looked it up. Like just a quick Google. Can bad kombucha make you sick? Kombucha has been reported to cause some side effects, including stomach problems, yeast infections, allergic reaction, yellow skin, jaundice, nausea, vomiting, and death. I almost died from kombucha poisoning. And then I would be like, as I'm getting a stomach ache, I'm like, well, dang it. This is my favorite drink. Like, this is my special drink time. I'm not drinking alcohol. I'm at least going to finish this amazing kombucha before I go to bed and writhe around in pain. So I would quick drink the whole thing. And then suffer, just be punished all night. I would just throw up and then be like, nothing's helping. And then I would just eventually fall asleep. Probably happened 4 times.
I feel like my takeaway from this story is that is exactly how terrible kombucha is.
No, it's good.
Can't even tell when it's gone bad. Mm. It tastes the same.
That's true. It did taste exactly the same.
Really?
Not a hint of problem.
It's so good though. So now, are you off it? Are you like, I can't even look at that stuff?
Oh, I'm on it. I'm back on.
Okay,
it.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes it can make you just like never want to see it again. Right. You know?
No, if it had like been rancid or something, maybe.
Sure.
But no. I thought I was dying. No.
You were.
Yeah, very nearly.
Would that have been considered a suicide, I wonder? Because you did it.
Would it have been Brandon's fault because he defrosted the fridge and left it in there?
Homicide. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, my Killing Me Softly begins with a question. Does that look tan to you? This is where my Apple Watch normally
is. Yes.
Yes, I can see a tan line.
Yes.
This is the tannest that I ever get in my life. And I really would like to be a bronze beauty in the summer, especially, but also in the winter, just a little bit less of one. And I cannot find a self tanner that I like. Mm-hmm. I specifically have like kind of calloused knees, like rough knees. And whenever I put self-tanner on, I'm very sparing on the knees. I know that I have to do at least one little tiny little swipe because otherwise my knees will be white and the rest of my body will be a bronze beauty.
Bronze beauty.
But then they just turn out to be like big splotches on my knees. And I just really, I feel like I'm entering into a big find the best self-tanner.
Oh.
Similar to the light bulbs. And it smells a little bit. And even when people say this doesn't smell, it does smell.
It smells like waffles. Do you get that? When I have used self-tanner, it's been a long time. It always smells a hint of burnt and a hint of sweet.
I would say burnt is often, what I smell most. I haven't noticed the sweet. It's a hint of something.
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't you do the spray tan at a place?
Because I am not going to go. Like, I know myself. I'm not going to go somewhere on a regular basis to get done. Like,
Have you ever done it?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Do you like the results?
Yes. I think so. This was though high school prom. So I'm sure things have improved a lot in, the 5 years since I went to
high school prom. Oh dear.
I just really want an at home so I can do it like at night or something. Mm.
Can you moisturize your knees on off times so they're not working
on that? Okay, I'm working on my knees.
Can you just not have your knees be so chapped and chafed?
Quit walking around on your knees. I just imagine you walking.
I do. I need to wear knee pads. I mean, I don't walk on my knees, but I do DIY a lot of things in my house that require me like down on my knees. Or
you wear shorts all the time?
It doesn't matter. I'm so on my knees. I don't wear shorts all the time.
My knees are not at all.
Well, like guys, I wasn't here to talk about my knees.
You brought this up.
I'm going to do a knee count, and you've said it more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. I also want, okay, Lauren, do a knee count, a little ticker. Let's see. That one didn't count, the one that I just said.
Sure did, Lauren.
I also would like self-tanner to last longer.
How long does it last? I don't do this stuff.
Until you take your next shower and shave your legs. I feel like it's gone. So for me, that's every 2 to 3 days. But for someone else, it could be even worse for them. Every day.
This is a social dilemma that I didn't even realize. Have you studied this in your social work class yet, Kate?
Hot topic items like knees and self-tanner need to be addressed. Now, have you, so many questions. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the thing online where it comes with some sort of glove?
I have the mitt.
Oh, it's a mitt. And then you're rubbing it on your whole body, like you're buffering, like it's a buffer situation?
Yes. Yeah. I do that.
Okay. I didn't know. I've never done this before. You buffer the whole body.
Yeah. As much as I can reach or that I want to be seen. I don't often wear a crop top, so I don't often do my stomach.
But I do your neck and your face.
Yeah.
That would make me very nervous.
Why?
That I would mess it up. And then I look like an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah. One time, and there's so many types of self-tanner. There's mousse, there's gel, there's spray, there's towels, there's drops that you put in your regular lotion. It's overwhelming. And one time I used a gel that was clear. That is a mistake because you can't see where it's going.
Oh, that's a good point.
That was very bad. That was a bad experience. I did have and I also had a mole check that week. So I apologize for my poor self-tanning.
So you will self-tan your legs, knees, arms, neck, face, and not the middle of your body?
Why is
that? I'm wearing a one piece.
Okay, so this is not for
Neil, no.
You or Neil. But if it's for you.
I in front of the mirror and admire myself naked. I admire myself with clothes on in front of the mirror.
So you would, you self-tan your whole body.
I've not self-tanned, but I would if I'm going to do it. Now, I also feel afraid about face. I would not do my face. It would be weird.
So you'd just be white on your face?
You know, I think so. I don't think
I do my face. I would just be worried about my face. Your face has so much stuff going on with your eyes and everything. I don't know if I would do your face if I were you, Kate. I would do my face. I would just be, you know, the fungus and the... chronic plaque psoriasis or whatever is going on.
Okay. Not to add to my knee count, but I have psoriasis on my knees. That would be a disaster.
What would happen?
It would just color differently because right now I've got looks like the state of California, white. So I'll get tan, but it will remain white on my knee. Just one knee. California. My count is way up.
It is.
Lauren, you can't count after Rebecca asked to start a ticker.
Lauren, count everything.
Okay. Another question. When you go to get spray tan, they have this lotion in the room that you can put on your fingers and the palms of your hands and your toes to where the spray tan doesn't get in like those crackly crevices and just make you look crazy.
Yeah.
Can you put that on your knees, like a swipe of that and then self-tan over top of it?
Yeah, maybe.
Have you ever tried something like that?
And then you looked up how to solve it? Because other people surely have this issue.
I have not deep dived into the Googles.
I think the reason that there are so many different ways to do it is because it doesn't work and it's never going to work.
I know.
That's what I think.
So you're a spray tan person yourself.
Love a spray tan.
Okay. I've never done it.
How often would you have to go to get a spray tan?
Now I've only done it for like weddings and vacations.
Okay.
Self tanner. Does it come off like a spray tan would, like in your your bed?
Mine doesn't. Yeah.
Okay. Then that must be the difference between a self-tanner and a spray tan.
Your spray tan comes off in your bed.
It'll rub off. Yeah. On stuff.
I think some self-tanners will though, because I've seen people sell like sleeping mats for your bed.
Oh dear.
The things we do.
I know. So
do you feel weird just getting butt naked while someone sprays you with a hose like you're a car?
I think there are some machines you can go into.
Because I feel like she's going to be 16 and she's going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to let myself go like this.
I would never use a person. You use a person, Kate?
No.
Oh, I assumed it was like Britney and she just is like...
down there with your cellulite, like spray.
She's like, my God, woman.
It's really getting in the dimples.
Have some self-respect. I just feel like I'd be standing there with my head down, like, I'm sorry.
Ma'am, Brittany. We're only spray tanning the tip of your nose and your forehead. Can you please have a little pride in your situation?
I don't know how you possibly could, but give it a shot.
Stand like this in shame. Oh man, funny.
Well, now I want to try spray tanning.
I forgot about spray tanning and now I want to go.
My goodness. Do people go on the regs and not just for vacation and stuff like that?
Yeah, you can get a membership just like you could get a membership to a tanning, you know, to go in and tan or car wash.
Does it give you cancer? Because it's...
No, it's better for you.
Yeah.
Well, obviously better for you than like laying out in the sun, but...
No, the places I've been and I haven't been in years, it was like, hey, this is like good for your skin. It's like natural and nourishing and
okay,
but the truth is we don't really know.
Yeah, did I do a study? No.
It's your largest organ though.
Yeah. I trusted Brittany.
Yeah, I don't know about Brittany. Made me feel bad about myself. No, turns out I already felt bad about myself. Sorry, Brittany.
Summer adventures can turn into a lifelong love of learning, especially when the whole family shares the joy and excitement of discovery. You know, like when you're on summer vacation and you have to rebrand it, set expectations, and have a perspective shift that, you know, this isn't a vacation. It's more like a team building activity that lasts for multiple days with some sunshine thrown in. KiwiCo delivers monthly crates of science and art projects for kids of all ages that includes everything you need to complete each project, so you can bring it wherever you decide to have your summer family challenge. Each crate is a seriously fun exploration of science, technology, engineering, math, or art through hands-on activities like creating giant bubbles and experimenting with ice cream. No joke, my kids are downstairs right now working on a KiwiCo crate while I get my work done for the week. It's their own team building exercise. This one was, they're exploring Italy, I believe, and there's like a pizza shop with some clay and watercolors. The thing I like about it is it's not something that they're going to throw away in 5 minutes. My daughter loves to keep everything she's ever set her eyes on. And so I don't even mind that she's going to have this thing living in her bedroom for the next couple of months because it's very well made. Cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity with new hands-on projects every month, from discovering the science of magic to engineering a domino machine. Have you seen that? It is so cool. Pack summer full of memorable discoveries with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code MSW at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code MSW. Is a piece of plastic in your wallet doing enough for you? Because with the Secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start building credit with everyday purchase and on-time payment. With credit builders, members can increase their credit history with no annual fees or interest, and having a good credit score can mean getting better car loan rates or renting apartments easier. Or, just for bragging rights around the dinner table if that's your kind of thing, continue your credit journey with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. You can get started at chime.com/MSW. That's chime.com/MSW. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank NA pursuant to a license from Visa USA Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. This is one of the hardest things I've ever had to say in my life. Regular on-time payment history can have a positive impact on your credit score. Impact to score may vary and some user scores may not improve.
And what's giving you life?
Okay, so I have 3 pairs of Birkenstocks, but one of them I got out of mom's closet when she passed away. We have the same size feet, so I can't really count that. But they all have the middle foot part, the little toe, middle toe thing. They're different.
All 3 have
they're different toes, types. Right? Yeah, they're different types, but they all have a toe strap. And I just got the Arizonas like I had in high school, the two straps across. And I didn't for so long. So I'm like, Emily Thomas, you have three pairs of Birkenstocks for the love. But I've literally worn Birkenstocks for 30 years and I got them and I'm so happy about it.
What color did you get?
I have so many questions too. So I want to know, did you also get the like memory foam, like the cushy?
No, I went old school. That's the suede. Light guys.
Yeah, like and a light tan.
Light tan suede.
I've always wanted a pair of Birkenstocks.
You've never gotten a pair of Birkenstocks?
I don't know why. I just don't do it. It feels like a big hurdle to me. I think I need to go try them on in a store, but I don't know what store to go to.
Oh yeah, we have talked about you and Birkenstocks before.
Yeah.
These are the other two kinds I have.
Emily.
Then I have these in black.
We each have three pair of Birkenstocks. We have the same exact ones.
Oh, that's funny.
The Bible says if you have two shirts, you should give one to the person in need.
Nobody has feet this big.
My feet are so ranky danky. You do not want to slide into my wet Birkenstock. Okay. You don't want to slosh around in my filth.
You're selling those hard for me.
You don't want to slosh around in my filth. If that doesn't sell you on her shoes, I don't know what will.
Oh man, I'm a sweaty lady.
I also bought a dress from a place called Natural Goods or something. It's a hippie store.
You've been having a hard time with dresses. You didn't know if you liked them. You want to be a dress person.
But it just has to be. I'm just very picky about the store. I'm like you with your necklines. Mm-hmm. Just very specific about the way that they go. Natural Life. They're like a real super hippie looking, but I got a dress and I really love it. Ooh, it's very pretty.
Yeah.
It's a really cute top. So anyway, I am excited about buying clothes that fit me and the Birkenstocks.
Nice. I'm going to look them up. Love a hippie look. Bohemian clothes we love. That's their tagline. I want to get it's similar to the Arizona style Birkenstock, but it's three thinner straps. That's my next pair.
Oh, cool.
Something about those thin straps are real. It makes that chunky hippie shoe look more dainty. Mm. I like the thin straps.
Yeah.
All right. What's giving me life is I started going to the YMCA and taking classes again. I used to love the YMCA. I've gone to the YMCA in every city that we've lived in and I started back and I like it. It's a lot of older ladies at this one, but that's just fine.
You're doing the water aerobics class?
Yes. And the chair yoga. And I look around and I'm like, why? No. Even in the HIIT, I take HIIT. I do like a weightlifting one and I just started Pilates, which I had never done before, but it's all older women and they are hitting their faces off and I want to be like them.
That's great.
That's all.
So what's giving me life is a book. It's called A More Beautiful Life, which I know sounds very familiar to a book that I wrote called A Better Life, but it's by someone I've known online for a long time, Whitney English. In fact, I might, maybe I'll interview her. This book is, I'm not very far into it, but I am loving it. And here's why. I'm going to read a paragraph. It says, the solution to our exhaustion may not be as simple as taking things off our already overflowing plates, which I feel like is when I'm always overwhelmed, people are like, what can you eliminate? I'm like, literally nothing. Like there's nothing I can eliminate. So she said, aside from reducing the volume of tasks, let's examine and ask ourselves whether the way we organize and prioritize our days is beneficial or detrimental. Often it's not the elements of our lives making us unhappy, but our approach to them. And so the book is about heart. Heart stands for something. And this is how you should organize your tasks, like your daily things, your responsibilities. H is help yourself. So it's like, what are the things that you have to do for yourself? Like get dressed or like take a shower, find a self-tanner that you want. Then E is empower yourself. See, I'm not far into this yet, but that's the second category of things that is important to prioritize. A is all your people. So like, your kids, your husband. R is resources and responsibilities. So that's like, what are the things that have to be done, I guess. And then T is trade and talent. So I'm excited to go through this. It feels like a new way to approach goals. Like she's not about SMART goals. She's about organizing your life in a way that will like move you along. after I read the book, I might interview her.
That seems really good. I think there's probably a lot of women in your situation who literally can't get rid of anything. And then what in the world are you supposed to do when what you're trying isn't working?
Right. Yeah.
That's great.
That's so good because you've been having a hard time finding a rhythm. Rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Good. Love it.
All right. Before we go, I want to remind you of a free way to support this here show so that we can reach more moms like you. If you leave us an iTunes review, we will pull a Sharon Says So and enter you in a drawing to receive a gift card to the retailer of your choice. So all you have to do is follow the link in the show notes, click on Share the Struggle, or get to reviews any way that you want to get to them. You don't have to use that link. Leave us a review and that will enter you to win. We're going to pick one every month. Listen for us to read your review on the show and we will hook you up. Here is a winner from this month. This is from Apple Store Listener. Subject is must listen 5 stars. First of all, I am currently at the Apple Store leaving this review from one of their phones so wisely suggested by the ladies.
Someone really did it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we talked about this and then we're like, well, we think that they wipe the phones every night. So, but I mean, this review is here.
Yeah.
Proof. So it worked. Mm-hmm. I will be sure to add the 5 stars on all of the phones in here before I leave. I've been a listener since 2016 and I haven't missed an episode. We laugh together. We cry together. We encourage each other. I mean, I'm sure the ladies feel my presence in the room, right? But seriously, Kate, Emily, and Rebecca are a must listen for any mom in any season of motherhood. I appreciate them and I'm happy to be aboard the mothership.
Aww. My goodness. What an encouraging. I love that.
So Apple Store listener, please email me at hello@momstrugglingwell.com and we will get you a gift card.
Oh, fun.
If you want to continue the conversation, we can all be found mostly sometimes on the gram. I am at Kate Ordway. Our show's Instagram is at Mom Struggling Well.
I'm on there every single minute of the day at Rebecca Smith Online.
Oh dear. And I'm at Hey Emily Thomas.
Next week, we'll be over on Patreon with a Frank Faith. So if you loved this episode, make sure you join us at patreon.com/momstrugglingwell so you don't miss out.
Cause we're all in this together. You're just mom struggling well.
This is a show about, the script just has a big blank. So I'm like, oh, what is the show about? It's about a lot of things.
The reason I left a blank is I thought it would be funny. This happened about around midnight last night. This was my great idea that I didn't let you in on and then completely forgot that I put... I thought it'd be funny to just say, well, if you're new here, this is a show about pro golfing. Wasn't that great of an idea?
Not every idea can be a winner, but this is a show about the intricacies of underwater, like deep diving at ship crashes.
Ship exploration.
Yeah, like
scuba. Scuba ship exploration.
SSE. So if you hear us talking about the SSE, we're talking about what we found at the Titanic
wreckage. Just this morning.
The Titanic wreckage that is this podcast.
Well, bad 1 a.m. idea, Kate.
I know. Sorry about that.
Kate's gone. Maybe we should wrap this on up.
You can tell we've been doing this for a while.
Giving me life.
What?
It seemed like I was trying to show you something I'm not. Yeah, I was like trying to be quiet.
You had big eyes and you were showing me a paper that I couldn't read.
That's upside down.
This means nothing.
Okay, let's start over. What the heck, you guys?
Just showing you things that don't matter.
I want to thank these drugs for joining us over on Patreon since our last episode.
Wow. In three.
Say that better.
2, 1. Emily is not done.
Go. It's yours. Oh, buddies. Here's what I forgot to do. I like to put them in alphabetical order.
Why do you like to put them in alphabetical order?
Flows better for the wrap.
Those have been wraps?
Oh,
yeah, with the wrap hand.
Oh, all you need is a hand to make it a wrap?
I need an alphabetical order and a hand, and it's a wrap.
Those are interesting criteria that I don't think anybody else follows.
Check out the Jay-Z documentary. That's all it's about. Alphabetizing information, adding hand motions. That is the formula for good rapper.
I don't think Kate's in a good place.
This happens. Oh, I wanted to share something with you guys.
Wow. You're the weakest link. Goodbye. What was that show?
Was it called The Weakest Link? I think it was.
I don't know, but that's how they ended it. And that's how I'd like to end this show. So thank you guys for listening. Katie is no longer with us.
We've been recording for a long time.
share?
I wanted to share what my kids got up to while we've been recording. I told them, woke them up, and I said, look, you got to wake up. You got to be very responsible this morning. You have to also be very quiet. I cannot help you get ready for school. You have to do it on your own. I will see you when it's time to get in the car. That's how recording mornings go for my kids. Well, they were very quiet, but they've had a bit of a issue that they were working through. So I left my bedroom and found these notes on the ground.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
To mom, put honey on himself. Owen had too much. That's from my 7-year-old. And here's follow-up. It appears that the other child took the note, wrote his side, slipped it back under the door. Joni was very ungrateful for getting the smaller piece of toast. And she was mad at me for spreading honey on mine. But she was mad that even though, comma, she could have spread it on her own and was not grateful for me making her toast at all, period. This is circled. Liar. She said I called her a loser. Okay. Next, since Joni was also not going away when I told her she was sucking my joy and being ungrateful. Because that's something I don't like to be touched or like bothered when I'm eating. I really want to enjoy my food. So I always tell my kids, like, you're sucking my joy. Let me enjoy my food. So Joni was sucking his joy. Another comment added in a circle. Then I did call her a loser.
Oh.
Hold it up under the door. That's what I came out to.
You got to keep that for forever. That's the best note ever.
I love it.
She didn't go away when I told her she was sucking my joy.
My favorite part is Joni was ungrateful when she got the smaller piece of toast.
How dare she?
I get it though. As the older kid, you got toast and you didn't make it yourself. Yep. You're welcome. That's so frustrating. I'm with Owen on that. And I would have probably told her she was a loser too.
I like that it's circled when it's important. Did not call her a loser. She's a liar. Called her a loser.
Never mind. Super did. I called her a loser. That's amazing. I can tell you what my kid has been up to. My daughter's out of school. My son's not out of school. I came out. Okay. I like my couches. I like things nice. I like things clean. I'm not probably that easy to live with because of that. They have their shoes on the couch sometimes and I don't appreciate it. So they get around that by keeping their shoes on, but then putting their feet on top of my decorative pillows on top of the couch. Also doesn't work. So I'm always saying, can you please get your feet off my couch? Always. This is not a new rule. This is not a hard rule. Do it. So today, because we have a puppy who we're trying to like give her a little more freedom, she's ruining my life, but that's fine. All the shoes were on the couch because she was chewing up the shoes. So they thought, I'm going to get away from that puppy by putting every shoe on the couch. So I came out after recording to all the shoes on the couch. I'm like, are you trying to suck my joy? Because I don't have any joy left.
Circle. Your kids are losers.
You're a loser. Thank you. Anyway, so I said, I understand what you're trying to do because the dog was trying to chew the shoes. Got it. But this is never a solution that we will use going forward.
Oh, I like sharing what our kids are doing when we're recording.
That's good.
Should we start the show? I'm so sorry. I've derailed it again.